You're listening to Vectis Radio on FM 104.6, and I'm very pleased to be able to say that we've got a lady that's actually been through COVID-19 and come out the other side. She is Caroline Robertson, who is a specialist physiotherapist from St Mary's. This is an incredible story that goes back to March last year. Hello, Caroline. How is your health now compared to before you got COVID?
I'm just coming up for about 10 months now down the line. I think it's fair to say that I'm still having blips. I'm still having moments of real tiredness, and I still have times when the cough and my chest gets tight again, but I'm on the right road. It's just taken a lot longer than I had planned and thought it would.
Let's go right back to March last year. What sort of triggered your thoughts to thinking it might be COVID?
Well, it was towards the end of March. So obviously there was lots of publicity about COVID. The guidance had come out about your temperature and new persistent cough. So that was in the forefront of everyone's mind. And I started off with a bit of a tickle, but within 24 hours of that tickle starting, I was feeling pretty grotty. And I remember spending the next 4 days definitely in bed. I couldn't get out of bed. I was so tired. I had the worst headache of my life. It was just like having a screwdriver pushed into your temple. I've never known anything like it. So I was pretty zonked for 4 days solid. And then just at the end of that, I completely lost my sense of smell, and testing really wasn't readily available at that time. So I think then I still wasn't entirely sure what was happening. But at the point that I lost my sense of smell, I thought, well, I can't imagine what else it would be. I was pretty certain then at that point that I had COVID.
How long did the worst bit last for?
Well, it took me quite a few goes to get back to work. I thought after a week, oh, I'd be all right. But I literally went back to work and I was not all right. I was struggling with my breathing again. So it took me on and off a good month to be back at work again. And that's with a couple of failed attempts. And I don't think I started really feeling properly energized again till about July, till about the summer. So it dragged on for months. And I say, even now, if I get really tired or a bit anxious, you just feel like you've had enough at the end of the day. Even now, I still get a flare up. I can feel my throat starting to squeeze, and it gets harder to get a breath again. So it's still there. I definitely haven't shifted all of these symptoms at all. And how long it's going to take, I have no idea, and I don't think anyone could answer that, because this is an unknown.
You're incredibly brave, and I thank you again for coming on and telling your story, because I'm hoping it will, in some ways, it will give others that may be going through it or fearful of it what to expect if they do get it, and if they have got it, there is a case that there is some light at the end of the tunnel. But also, more importantly for me, is those people that don't believe it exists. What would you say to those kind of people?
The range of symptoms that people are getting with COVID is really vast. You know, we've got people out in the community that we know are positive carriers of COVID that have got no symptoms at all. I hear lots of people saying, oh, it's a bit like the flu, and I can't stress strongly enough, this is not the flu. This is not catching a cold. This is a life-changing virus. I would implore everybody, please, to look after yourselves, to follow the guidelines, to keep, you know, to do everything that we're being asked to, so that you don't put people in the same situation that I've been in and that other people have been in. It's absolutely horrendous, and it's frightening, and I wouldn't wish anybody to go through what I have. You know, it is real, it is around us, and it's changing people's lives. And I would just implore everybody to play their part, to do their bit, to look after yourself, to look after your family. There is no way of knowing, if you get this virus, how it's going to affect you. I'm a fit, healthy person, and this has knocked me for six. And I dread to think what it would be like if I had had some kind of underlying health condition, if I'd been a frail older person. I can't imagine what it would have been like. So I just cannot implore people enough to take this virus seriously and to do everything that we can to protect each other.